Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
What have you been watching, Sam? What's been happening out
there?
Okay,
listen. So obviously I wasn't here last week, so I had a bit of time to catch up. And there's two shows that I'm kind of banding with. But this one I kind of blitzed through recently. It's called Talk Back on TVNZ On Demand.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. So I heard of it through the spin-off review and I was like, you know what? This is a bit up my alley. I'm going to see what this is all about. And also we love supporting New Zealand made TV.
We really do.
So it stars Jason Hoyt as, you might know him from Late Night Big Breakfast, one of the shows that me and my laddie friends love to watch. It's just a whole time. And basically, he plays a Mike Hosking-esque talkback radio host.
Oh my God.
So in this year that we've had, obviously we've had some pretty crazy stuff happen on the radio. I won't go into it. It's not my business. But basically, this is kind of like a satiric inside the radio station point of view of talkback and how it affects like regular everyday New Zealanders.
This sounds really interesting. This has actually totally missed my radar, and so I'm kind of keen to hear about it.
Your radar is like bands and my radar is random TV shows.
My TV radar is like crap rom-coms and stuff. So
yeah, you're
I'm
watching
always,
Love Island, right?
I'm actually not, but Zoe is. Let's take this one off
here. Tell the listeners.
Bringing it back to talk back.
But yeah, as we are all like in the radio biz or what have you, you know, we all kind of like have this kind of insider knowledge, and this kind of gives you the peek behind the curtain to see kind of the motivations behind heavily right-wing inflammatory radio.
Right, okay.
And basically Jason Hoyt's character, I can't remember his name, I think it was like Marcus or something, you know, something, you know.
Radio-y.
Yeah, I was going to say stale male, pale. But yeah, basically...
No shade to any Marcuses listening right now. We love you guys.
Sorry, Marcus. But basically, he actually behind the scenes is like a left-leaning vegan, super like pro-climate change.
Oh, wow.
Super pro like everything. But he has his online persona character where he complains about his Ferrari and the potholes on Ponsonby trying to get his hair dyed so it doesn't look grey. All this stuff.
Okay,
and
right.
And he slips down the ratings to number two.
Oh, no.
To a left-leaning radio station. Who, you know, uses Tadeo regularly and, you know, champions climate change and cool issues. Are you seeing parallels here, guys?
I'm seeing the real world probably playing out.
Yeah. And it's really quite interesting. So the show also features some really great cameos. So like Hilary Barry pops on for an episode and gets interviewed by him, and they have like a on-air bandy back and forth battle, and Hilary brings it.
Nice.
Like she smacks this man down. And also Jason Gunn, famed, you know, children's TV show presenter Jason
Gunn. Iconic Jason Gunn.
Plays a strung out, washed up version of himself, which I don't think is real. I think he was loving playing this character.
I love Jason Gunn. I feel like he would have a lot of fun playing that.
He was absolutely frothing at the mouth. Like, he was loving this role. I was like, hell yeah. Because like, when you get to like play yourself, but like the worst version of yourself.
Do you remember that show? Was it called Extras or something? And that was the one that had basically all of the actors playing.
Oh yeah,
like versions Gervaises? Of them.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. That was a great TV show for that kind of vibe. You got a lot of people on there, and it gave you quite a good insight into who could laugh at themselves and who couldn't.
Yeah, who took themselves too seriously. Now this show, I've seen some reviews, and it's not like the most praised show in the world. Some people say it doesn't really go hard enough. Some of it says it's a little bit wooden. I can see the criticisms. But I think like I had a few chuckles, and I think one of the things that I really enjoyed is just how like hard all the ensemble cast were also giving it. Like there was no one in the cast that wasn't like giving their all.
Yeah.
You know?
I think also when you've got a show like this, it feels like they're kind of, when you have something that's like a satire that is very of the moment, sometimes it's just fun to watch ideas be explored in real time a wee bit as well. I feel like that's quite a cool concept.
Yeah, and because like this is a show that was only 6 episodes, 18 to 22 minutes each, it doesn't really give you enough time to like go through like complex story arcs. It really has to be like hit to get through the plot points. And the season 2 has a little bit of a cliffhanger. The season 1 ending has a bit of a cliffhanger into season 2. So fingers crossed it gets renewed, because I'd watch it again. I really thoroughly enjoyed myself. Some of the reviews as well, they kind of said that the parallels between different people weren't as strong or a bit on the nose, and I was like, well, that's good, because you don't actually want to like out and out like be horrible about someone that's in the media space because everyone in New Zealand media is everyone's friend. Yeah. Everyone goes to the same parties.
It's a small pool.
Yeah, honestly, there's like five people on the radio.
I mean, I'm joking, there's three of us in here right now. I'm kind of interested in how this plays out. Is it just online or is this one that you can see on terrestrial TV as well?
Listen, asking me about terrestrial TV is asking me to read Latin. I wouldn't know. No, it's on TVNZ on demand. I think it might just be...
It's kind of a created for the internet viewing platform.
Yeah, I think TVNZ is like really investing in their online content at the moment and they're trying to like bolster their... inherently Aotearoa made TV shows. So I think it's just on there. It's also filmed at AUT, which is weird.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So if you've been to AUT, you'll recognise all the buildings. It's just the Commons building from AUT.
Amazing.
I went to lectures in some of these rooms.
That feels like a very New Zealand thing as well, to be like, I know that building. I went there. I had a party there or
and
something.
And there's people like walking past you like, they're just going to uni. They're just going to class. That's MediaCom 3. Like, get out. No, but really fun show. And also there's a queer character. I can't remember his name. But he's really fun. He wears little shorts. He reminded me of myself.
See yourself in that character.
Yeah, I really
appreciate it. We like representation on the telly.
Oh, big time. Yeah, watch it, I reckon.
So what's it called again?
It's called Talk Back. And really, also, the opening credits is really weird. Like, you'll watch it, you'll see what I mean. But really weird opening credits.
Excellent. All right, okay. That's intriguing. I think I'm going to go check this one out. Thank you very much,
Sam. Yeah,
give
it at least one episode, guys.
Give it a crack. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Hey, no wuzzers.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.